Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
In our Bible college, we have people all of the time who say, well, I know that God wants me to go to Bible school, but... And they're trying to see the end of how this is going to work out. So what is going to happen after 2 or 3 years of Bible school? And how am I going to do all of these things? And they're looking way down the road and trying to figure this out. And unless they can see the end result and know that everything along the way is going to work out, they won't obey God. I remember one guy coming into my office and he sat down and he says, I know God told me to come to Bible college, but... And then he started telling me what his parents said, what his pastor said, about his job, his girlfriend, this, that. And he told me this and that and everything. And he named all of these things. And he says, so what do you think? And I said, you lost me the moment you said God told you. I said, if God told you, then forget all the rest of that. Who cares? And he said, but what about all this stuff? I said, who cares? If God told you to go to Bible school, then just go to Bible school. And if it hair lips every devil in hell, just do it. Well, what if I... You know, we had one guy one time that says, I'm homeless. I'm living on the street. I can't come to Colorado, but I know God told me to go to Bible school. And I told him, I said, we got streets out here. You can live under a bridge out here. That's not an excuse. If God told you to come to Bible school, hitchhike and then sleep under a bridge if you have to. Amen. It's just amazing to me how people think. Here's God Almighty who's got a universe to run and billions of people praying to Him. And He has time to talk to you and tell you to do something. And then you try and reason it out and figure out whether you're going to do it or not. What's wrong with you? That's like the President of the United States calling you up and going to all of this effort to talk to you. And you say, oh, well, thanks. I might or might not talk to him. I don't know. It's not important. Boy, something's wrong with you. God Almighty tells you something, then you just do it. And well, what's going to happen if I do it? Who cares what's going to happen if you do it? It's up to God. See, you aren't a living sacrifice if that's the way you think. You're still thinking about yourself and you aren't absolutely convinced that God is for you. You think maybe He's going to do something to hurt you. God's plans for you are better than your plans for yourself. You just do it. You know, if I wanted to, I could sit down and think about $40 million that I've obligated myself to, and I could sit down and anticipate. What happens if it quits coming in? What happens if I obligate myself and then the finances dry up, and what about, and I could sit down and think about all of this stuff and become fearful and bothered and get full of unbelief, and I could do all of that, or I could just, I know that this is what God has told me to do. I mean, like Jamie said, we'd have had to backslide on God and spend 10 times as much money for something worth less. And I mean, you know what, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I can tell that this is the will of God, and so I just do it. Somebody says, this could totally destroy your ministry. Well, I'd rather destroy it and trust God and do what God told me to do than play it safe and miss God and get up before the Lord. And He says, why didn't you do it? Well, God, did you know all of these potential problems? He says, I was going to take care of everything. You know what? I don't want any of the miracles that God's put on the inside of me left on the inside of me. I want to get them all out. I want to go for it. Man, we just need to go for it. The Lord will show you the good and the acceptable and then the perfect will of God. It comes in steps and stages. And yet people, well, what about 5 years from now? My retirement's coming up. And God spoke to me, I think I'll wait 5 or 10 years. And then when I go, I'll have all of my retirement and I'll be fully vested and I'll have all of this money in the 401k. And that makes more sense than what God is saying right now. You know, I'm not against that. You can do whatever you want to. But if God told you right now, I'd do it. Hang your retirement. Forget anything. If God spoke to you, God knows what He's doing. You know, we've got a girl over in St. Petersburg, Russia, Carrie. Her name was Nordquist. Now she's Pickett. And she was a real attractive young girl. She was only, I think, what, 20 or 21 when she went to Russia? And she went over to Russia and laid her life down and started serving the people. Now she's fluent in Russian, and God's using her in a mighty way. And you know what? She just, you know, most young people, well, I've got to find a mate. I don't want to go to a foreign mission field and miss my potential husband. And so Carrie went over there. And guess what? Her husband was in St. Petersburg. He was an American from Pittsburgh in St. Petersburg. And they got together and they love each other. It's awesome. And they're serving God. And she found God's will over there. But most people would have reasoned that, you know what? I've got to get married. I've got to take care of myself. What about me? What about this? If God tells you to do something, just do it. And forget the consequences. Man, God's not going to show you the end. He's going to show you step by step. And the Word is a lamp under your feet. It'll just, you know, a lamp, if you're out in pitch darkness, a lamp isn't going to illuminate something 100 yards down the road. But it'll show you the next step. And this is the way that the Word is. The Word will show you step by step what you're supposed to do. And you'll be reading and God will tell you something. And so you just act on that. And when you step into what God tells you, then you'll be able to see the next step. And the next step. And the next step. And this is how it comes. It's the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. Mark chapter 4, the parable about the man that threw seed in the ground. It says that the seed springs and grows up. First the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. You don't get the full corn in the ear immediately. It has to grow. The will of God comes step by step by step. And I've used this logic on a lot of people. I had a Bible college student that had been brought up and he had mental problems and he had been in an institution his entire life. And he was 40-something years old and came to school. And the guy had zero social skills. I mean, he would sit in front of the class and pick his nose and turn around so everybody could see him doing it. He was just, I mean, he had no social skills, but this guy was a really nice, I liked him. His heart was sincere. He was just as sincere as he could possibly be. He just didn't know. And so I took him under my wing and I started trying to get this guy to become functional and do things. And he had never worked a job in his life. He had never done anything. And I started teaching him the book of Proverbs. And we read it because it says it'll give wisdom to the simple. And I started studying the book of Proverbs and having special meetings with him outside of class. And did you know this guy started getting hold of it and started believing that he could prosper? And anyway, he came in to me one time and there was a hotel in Manitou Springs that had burned. It was a rock hotel, but the inside had burned, and it had like 150 rooms in it, and it had been derelict for years. And he went over and found out how much it cost to buy it. It was like $1.5 million. He checked with the contractor, and it was going to be a $3 to $4 million project to fix it up. And then he figured out renting out the rooms, how much he could get, how many rooms there were, and he brought this whole plan to me that was really well thought out. And said he could buy that building and for probably $5 million he could renovate it, put all of the CBC students in it, start a cash flow, and it would work. And he was so excited about all of this and came to me and he says, look what God is showing me to do. And you know, I tried to be nice and I said, look, man, it's great that you're dreaming, but I said, this is not God's will for you. And it's just like you deflated his balloon. It was like, how could you say that? And he started going back through the figures. And I said, all the figures are great. But I said, Jerry, you have never worked a job in your life. You have never made 10 cents in your life. And you're believing for $5 million? You have never managed anything in your life. And all of a sudden, you're going to manage this project and run this? I said, it's great that you're dreaming. And maybe 10, 20 years in the future, this will work. But I said, you got to walk before you run. If you can't jump from here to the front row, you can't jump from here to the back row. I said, you can't do a $5 million project when you've never worked for a dollar in your entire life. It's not God. And the guy took offense over it. But you know what? It wasn't God. And it didn't come to pass. And he did start working, and he went out and took my advice and started pumping gas at a service station, and he's working his way up, and things are working. I had another guy come to me at the same time, and there was a need in Colorado Springs for the youth to do something. So he found an old abandoned Kmart building, was going to buy it for $2 million, put $2 million into it, and start a youth center. And he showed me all of the statistics about it. And it was true. We do need a youth center, and all of the things were good. And so I started asking him. I said, have you ever taught a Bible study? No. Have you ever worked in a youth group? No. Have you ever dealt with youth? No. He'd never done anything. And I said, it's a great idea, but it won't work for you. And he says, why not? And he started trying to justify it by the need. And I said, it's first the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. You have never been used a little bit. You aren't going to be used a lot. God's will doesn't come to pass. You know, for you to go from here to there instantly is wrong. You have to accelerate. It takes time to build up speed. For you to go from 0 to 1,000 miles an hour instantly isn't acceleration. That's a wreck. It'll kill you. You can't do it. There's a growth process. The good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. The blade, the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. There is a process to it, and it's the Word is going to be a lamp to your feet. It'll just show you the next step and the next step. And then after a while, you get back seeing all of the things you've done, and it's pretty obvious. Oh, God's leading me in this direction, and maybe you get a bigger picture. But you know what? You don't get it all at once. Now, the Lord showed me a long time ago that I was going to minister to vast numbers of people, and I had dreams, but I didn't know how it was going to be. I didn't know it was through radio and television. I never even dreamed of a Bible college, but the Lord showed me to disciple people. From the very beginning, He showed me that the way we were making converts isn't the way to do it. And this is the reason I put all my emphasis on teaching people instead of just exciting people and motivating people. I try and explain things to people. And so the Lord gave me the tools and gave me this desire, but I didn't know it was going to be a Bible college until 1993 is when the Lord spoke that to me. And so things have come step by step by step. This is what it's saying. The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In verse 130, it says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It gives understanding unto the simple. Man, I rely on this one. I'm pretty simple. I have people come up and say, you make the Bible so simple. That's because I'm so simple. I don't know any complicated stuff. Amen. This gives understanding unto the simple. Did you know one of the words in the Bible that is, it talks about philosophy in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. It says, don't let any man spoil you through philosophy. You know what the word philosophy literally means, the Greek word? It means Jewish sophistication. You can become sophisticated. You can become too smart for your own good. You know what? God gives understanding to the simple. He says in Romans chapter 16, I believe it's verse 19, He says, I would have you to be wise concerning that which is good and simple concerning that which is evil. And the word simple there literally means a simpleton, a person who's retarded.
Andrew's life series titled How to Find God's Will is available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD. We'll send it to you in exchange for a gift of any amount. A single CD covering today's topic is also available free of charge to those who cannot send a gift. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. And our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.